time slot. And I know that when that clock strikes a certain time, we have to go. So it's possible that it could stop. I don't know. That clock is not the same, not on right time, but I think they do that on purpose. Brother King, you are the brunt of a lot of jokes and a lot of things. The accumulation of evolutionists and unjustifiable modern textual critics have telepathically produced communicative appreciation for self-preservation. It is undeniable that they receive congratulations for their indiscriminate, unreliable conclusions. I am sure that it will leave an impressionable memory upon the hippopotamus. I have no idea what that means, but it's a bunch of five-syllable words. The Bible. La Biblia. I have the privilege of being able to read it in two languages. What a blessing that is. In Spanish and in English. It has great value and is dynamic in any language. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3, we find these words. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. When a man comes to the place in his life of hopelessness, as the Philippian jailer did, and says, "What must I do to be saved?" the value of the Bible becomes paramount. When all hope of self-existence comes to an end, someone points him to the Bible, and it becomes crucial to his eternal destiny. Some are looking for fame and money and position and power. Some would even be similar to Simon of Acts chapter 8, a heart full of envy, pride, and seeking only to expand our own ways. But the design of the Bible is to span any culture, any tradition, any custom, any language, ultimately to reach the sinful heart of man. This book, written in two languages and a small part of Aramaic, reaches its greatest potential when translated into the language of the world. 7 billion plus people are recipients. 7,000 languages. The business of the church is to make sure that we're doing the right business. God's business. And if the church is not doing that business, we have no business doing business. Can we justify our existence? Am what I'm doing justified? Has God called me to do this? Am I obeying the Word of God? Am I preaching the whole counsel of God? When the church fulfills its missionary obligation, the mission of the church is missions. The agnostic professor. The story is told of an agnostic professor who visited the Fiji Islands. The professor remarked to an elderly chief, "You're a great leader, but it is a pity you have been taken in by those Christian missionaries. No one believes the Bible anymore. People are tired of the story of Christ dying on the cross for the sins of mankind. They know better now. I am sorry you have been so foolish as to accept their story." The old chief's eyes flashed as he answered, "See that great rock over there? On it we smash the heads of our victims. Notice the furnace next to it? In that oven we use to roast the bodies of our victims. If it wasn't for those missionaries and the message they brought that changed us from cannibals to Christians, you would be our next supper. God's design for the Bible is to reveal. Satan's plan is to hide the truth or distort it. The Bible in its original delivery was not to be hidden, but to be made known to the ends of the earth. That's what our good and faithful missionaries are trying to do. Biblical criticism, textual criticism, higher criticism, or theories of textual history and translations, according to these men, we now have floods of light being thrown on the scriptures. We can understand them far better than we could ever before. That's what they say. Always based upon each man's studies and perceptions. Intellectuals oppose the translation of the Bible. It was said in years past, why cheapen the Bible by translation? This was thought by those that opposed its translation and its distribution to the common man. Great opposition and persecution and even death arose to those that wanted the common man to have it. Today these men do not oppose translating, but the Bible, but perverted words is what they promote. This is another tactic and another plan of Satan. Shall we say studying the scriptures is wrong? I think Brother King taught us very well last night that we are to study. But to draw a conclusion with higher criticism that will affect the purity, the promotion, an expansion of the Word of God in English and the nearly 7,000 languages around the world is inexcusable and in danger of the warning found in the book of Revelation. The false textual critics is as confusing as Darwin's theory of evolution. All experts agree in one point. That there are multitudes of opinions and ideas. All the time, Satan is laughing. While we say that we live by faith, but we cannot trust that God could preserve His words. I received an email last week. It said, "Good morning, Steve. I'm doing my Bible reading this morning and I have a question or two that you can probably help me with. I do believe the Bible is without error and contradiction, but there are seemingly errors sometimes to me. Of course, I am sure if we had more light on it, it would resolve the so-called contradiction error. For example, and maybe everyone brings this up, in 1 Chronicles 18:4, it says 7,000 horsemen. And in 2 Samuel 8:4, it says 700. And in 1 Chronicles 21:12, where David was given a choice of punishment for numbering the people, it says 3 years famine. And in the parallel account in 2 Samuel 24:13, it says 7 years. How do you put that together? Well, when you and I read that, except for Brother Redner, he has all the answers. We go to the commentaries. Now, I'm sure that Brother Sorensen's commentaries got it right. But the majority of the commentaries, when you go into it, what does it say? These were scribes' errors. And that was the answer that he got. And so many of the preachers don't know. We go to the commentaries and we look for these things. And it was explained very well today. But those are hard things. But even when it's a hard thing to understand, we trust God's word. We are ministers of the souls of men. We are ever serving, seeking to reach those that have become prisoners of sin or taken captive by the devil. He could have used angels to declare this glorious message, but he's chosen us. Oh, we have an urgent message. That's the message of the Word of God to the world. Its power has been realized wherever it has been faithfully translated. The church has said, stand down in the textual issues. We evangelists, missionaries that travel, we hear it all the time. It's too hard. It's too controversial. It causes divisions. The people will not understand it. So the church has said, stand down. It will cost too much, too confusing. Today, that position of standing down has not only affected our position of the Bible in English, but also the quality in the existence of Bible translations around the world. Someone is praying in the middle of the night saying, come over and help us, as we saw in Acts chapter 16. But we're asleep spiritually and cannot wake up to hear the cry. Our minds are full of plans, methods, new approaches, finances, and even sin. We just cannot hear, nor do we want to. I look at the men that are taking over. I'll be 64 years of age next month. And I look at the younger men that are taking over these churches, or they're in line to take over. Wow, that is scary. Where, how, by whom were they trained? Today, the Bible seminary and conferences have become a place to learn what the people want and how to give it to them. Dr. Marvin Vincent said in the late 1800s, you think this was just written yesterday. They shall invite preachers in masses, in periods of unsettled faith, skepticism, and mere curious speculation in matters of religion. Teachers of all kind swarm like the flies of Egypt. Is this the late 1800s? The demand creates the supply. The hearers invite and shape their own preachers. If the people desire a calf worship, a ministerial calf minister is found. The pulpit today is a mere sounding board repeating back what they want to hear. They want religious entertainers from Christian performers who will tickle their ears. We have a love for novelty today in our churches, emotional movies, pageants, foot stomping music, colored lights, etc. The man that simply opens his Bible is rejected and considered old fashioned and not up to the times. The shallow religious entertainer becomes a celebrity. The hidden gospel. But if our gospel be hid, it is him hid to them that are lost. Why? Why is it hidden? I think it's obvious. The Bible tells us because we've become men pleasers. We preach what they want to hear. By dishonesty or craftiness or deceit. By corruption, by blindness, by false teachers. Why is it hidden today? It could be because we don't love it like we maybe used to. We don't respect it like we used to. There were men like Wycliffe and Tyndale that gave of their lives so that others could have the Word of God. Today we look up and see the masses. Are we moved to help them? Or will we say, like others, the cost is too high? Let's stand.